Welcome back. This is Bra Less, Talk More with the Sister Wives. We are Autumn, Fabian, and Susan. I am pointing to them.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
These are my ladies. That sounded funny.
That did sound funny.
Especially since you're about to say release the ladies.
So, thank you, Susan.
You're a boob.
I actually forgot. Does that mean I called you the boobs?
Yes.
These are my ladies. And now I'd like you to release your ladies. You don't have a visual of this, but we are in my living room. Both of these ladies showed up to my house with their bras on. At least
Sorry,
Susan.
Apologies.
Yeah,
hey,
apologies.
I had to go to Starbucks.
Please. I would like to point out that Susan has an excuse because she brought Starbucks, and that's an instant forgiveness.
That is.
Yes.
I had to go somewhere after this, so that's why I had mine on.
That's why you keep it.
I took it right off.
So, on that note, I would like to invite everyone to release the ladies like these ladies did, because we have to be sitting here bra less so we can talk more.
That is one good thing that has come out of COVID.
Yes.
It's new.
Yoga pants and bra less.
My daughter actually asked me, what is the real reason that we have to wear bras?
That's a good question, Susan.
What'd you say?
Well, I said, number one, society says we have to. So, sorry, that's kind of just the way it is. And two, I said, it does help if you have to run in things that you want them a little bit more bound so they're not flopping around.
You could hold them.
Other than that, I don't really know. Is there any other reason? She goes, so that the fabric doesn't, if your shirt doesn't rub on them. I guess then you don't nip out. But
runners, don't runners have to put Band-Aids on their nipples?
Yes,
yeah.
Because of the friction.
Because
there is a friction. So but yeah, other than that, I mean, really, what is
no, it's a societal
thing.
I mean, I love men. I really do, despite my sister wifehood. But I feel like it's their fault. I feel like we all know that at this point, beauty is really tied to perky boobs, and that's like what teenagers like, that doesn't, and especially us ladies who are well endowed, like mine don't look like that,
right?
they really don't.
No.
At this point we're looking at pancake style boobs, but I'm happier. And I would also argue that COVID, the mask themselves, does distract really from the boobs. I don't think people are looking at them as much.
No.
Until they start reading your shirt, and then you're like, fuck, they are looking.
Right.
They're looking.
Yeah, you have to not wear.
But does anybody care? I'm a mom of three in my 40s. Are people going, oh my God.
You whore.
No, they
look
are
at
saying.
That whore bouncing
when the
around.
20-something girls are looking at her going, God, look at that mom over
so.
There.
She
doesn't have a bra on. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Okay,
look at
so.
Them flopping around.
Mm-hmm.
Just to
flopping.
Throw it over her shoulder.
Listen, I'm not running. I went out to dinner with my husband the other night, and we were in a trendy part of town, and I saw several women walking around, and I'm looking because I'm seriously debating burning all my bras, like never wearing them again.
Wow.
And people are not wearing them. They're not shaving their pits, and they're not wearing bras.
That's true.
My sister's way cooler than me. She is in her 20s. She doesn't wear a bra or shave anything.
My sister's not cooler than me, but she doesn't wear a bra either. But I think she shaves.
Okay. And Fabian, your sister, is she cooler than you?
No, Sandrine has always been more liberal with the no bra wearing.
Liberal with the boobs.
Yes, she has definitely.
Let them swing.
Yes, but she has smaller boobs as well.
See, that's a gift. People don't know that.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks they want big boobs.
My mom
don't.
Always tells me mine will get saggier. She already tells me that mine are saggier than hers, which doesn't really count.
That's
being
not very
as
nice.
She had a boob job because she had cancer, breast cancer. So hers are definitely way more perky than mine. So. But she says that.
That is
I
not
don't think
nice.
That's very nice.
I think that's mean.
Susan, I love your boobs.
Very nice boobs.
I love that.
So then Wyatt
yours
asked.
Yours too, Fabian.
Thank you. Yours too.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
So
yes.
then Wyatt
Free
asked,
them.
Why do men have boobs then? Why do they have any nipples or anything?
That's
and I said, I don't know. I said, maybe a design flaw. And he said, he thinks
design flaw.
Right. He says I think he thinks that we're going to start adapting so that men will start feeding babies from their boobs.
Oh God, wouldn't that be fantastic?
There are more men at home than ever before.
Yeah.
Raising the children.
Yes. Yeah. I think they should.
In fact, 1/3 of the sister wives now has a trophy husband.
Yes.
But yeah. My husband. She's a working right woman and he's all
is I want
right
is
now.
For one man to get his nipple bit by a baby. Right? Can you imagine? They will never remember that.
I
remember when
every
you're nursing,
man to experience
and the first
that.
Time your baby you're like gummed
without,
down no.
without teeth.
Without teeth, it was just gums. But Jesus Christ, I almost hit the ceiling. Like I almost threw my baby onto the ground.
Yeah, the motherly love awful. Really does pause at that moment.
It really does.
You think I just love
especially
you.
That first that two that so first shocking? Few days. When you're still contracting and stuff and mm-hmm. they start latching on, you're just like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And you're hard. Your boobs are all super hard.
Yep. And, yeah. and up to here. That was kind of fun.
So anyways, that's
God,
that's
didn't
what,
you feel like a porn star when your milk
I
came in?
Walked around with hands on my waist, just like strutting my boobs around going, this is what Pamela Anderson feels like.
Were
all
you
the
power
time.
Posing?
I was.
The time?
I was strutting like down the hallways because my boobs were up to here and they were like globes. They were like, yeah, it was great.
And they were just rock hard.
Yes.
Like a like.
And then
Pamela
remember
Anderson's.
Being in bed yeah. and just like spraying.
So this is how old we are, by the way, that we are comparing ourselves to like big boobed Aunt Pamela Anderson.
Right. She was my. Right,
she
right,
was
right.
the one.
It's not but like Kylie Jenner.
Nobody says that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. No, Pamela Anderson.
And Kim K, I would say, is probably the boobiest celebrity right now.
Yeah, probably.
So I would also like to point out, all of us were
big
lucky.
Boobs are as big of a deal now.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't think so. Either.
No.
No, I think people like them a little bit more realistic.
More than a handful
yeah,
is
natural,
too much.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to point out that all of us were lucky that we were able to breastfeed. I think that,
that's
you know,
a good point.
Not everybody has that gift, and I judge yeah. no one. You feed no your one. Baby have, mm-hmm. how you have to. I was once told that because I had drugs during my delivery with my daughter, not street drugs, but like from the anesthesiologist.
The meth and the heroin. And
right.
the
when I was shooting up in the bed delivering, I was told by a yogini that I had not bonded with my baby because of that. And I just don't think it's any of our places to judge. Not everybody nope. can breastfeed. Everyone can love their child. That That's is all that true. Matters.
Motherhood is hard enough as it is without other people judging you.
Absolutely.
You get through how you get
yeah.
through.
Yeah, that, it's a bitch. It's yep. a bitch. Kristen, and don't be that bitch to other people. That's
right.
what I want to say.
Agreed.
Christina has that. Christina.
Kuzmic.
Kuzmic mm-hmm. has that shirt. It says, mind your own motherhood.
Yeah, mind
and
your
I
own
like
motherhood.
That.
Or
really
it doesn't
like
even
that.
Have to be that way. How about support people's motherhoods?
Yes.
Because if we, the minute we start judging each other, like we're saying, it's hard enough when your boobs are fucking rock hard. Mm-hmm. You've got a screaming baby. You are squirting milk in their eye accidentally.
Yes.
As a new mother.
Yes, you think
have
you
no
blinded them with the
fucking idea what you're doing. They've never done this either.
Right.
You are two new people. And then another mom comes along and tells you you're not good enough because you're not making milk. Fuck
so
that.
I have absolutely never judged anyone on the nursing, breastfeeding versus mm-hmm. formula thing. However, as children have gotten older, I definitely judge people's motherhood because just the other day, remember we were in that store, we were at Ross, and that kid was screaming fucking bloody murder, and the parents were just sitting there watching
two parents,
them.
And two parents. One of them could have ripped that kid out and said, shut the fuck up.
Right. Taking him out of the store, giving him a timeout, talk them through, calm them down, anything.
Other than
but I judged at that
indifference.
Point.
Indifference. She, yeah. she,
I definitely judged.
Both parents. I'm yes. sorry I'm even actually pointing at the mother because the father was there as well.
Yep.
They both have a responsibility to discipline their child
yes.
when he's losing his shit. Maybe he's tired. Maybe it's
totally.
Not even his fault.
Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's sick. Maybe whatever.
But you take that fucking kid out.
Yep.
You be a parent and you fucking fix it.
And that's respect for your society, your community
absolutely.
As a whole. And we've yeah. lost that.
So we're judging those people.
We are. So I think there's different stages of judging of motherhood.
Yeah, that's a good point. And who are the people that don't judge? I don't know. It's not me. I do occasionally judge. I don't always voice it. But when it comes to parenthood, if we can't acknowledge that all of us are dealing with the hard stuff, then that's
yes.
just actually your ignorance if you're the one doing that.
Right.
Yeah. What we're doing is tough. And
for
to
sure.
judge someone's parenthood on whether or not their body produces milk or they have the ability yeah. to breastfeed on an hourly basis is fucking nonsense.
Ridiculous.
Yes.
So I just want to put that out there.
I concur.
That is tough. So I would like to continue to get to know us because I think, I'm not going to lie, these are my favorite people in the world, and I think that you should all see what they have to say. And by
why
they,
we're so awesome.
Why we're
right,
so
but I'd also like to point
to
out.
Like us.
Or be us. Be us or be around us.
Right, so I'm also one of those people.
Fabian are looking lovingly at each other.
Right, so
everyone wants to be us. Oh, and then we glance
you're
over at
you're missing the love fest. And apparently I'm not in this.
You too, Autumn.
Because they're on the couch together.
We are.
Yeah, I'm like the footnote. But even if I have to be a footnote, it's enough to be. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay, so I would like to ask you guys this question that I found, again, on this website. It's called mantelligence.com. I'm not really sure what that means, but it was a Google search.
Yeah, lies. Mojito.
Well, what is mantelligence? It's like we know all the stuff, but we forget to put away dishes. And I forgot that you like your bread sliced. Like, whatever. Okay, so mantelligence. they would like to know, here's a good get-to-know-you question. I'm going to start with Susan this time. Susan Louise, what is the weirdest thing you find attractive in a person? Now, we all know Susan is a happily married woman. So, but that doesn't mean that we're not attracted to different
weirdest
things in a person.
Weirdest?
Weirdest things. Like a bulbous nose.
No.
Do you remember, like, in the movie Mystic Pizza, the girl says that the one that's going to get married is like, I love his wrists. He has, like, strong
that's
wrists,
weird.
And that really turns
weird
me on.
Yeah.
And I remember I was going, like, what is she talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird. I like a good sense of humor. I like nice smiles.
Blah, blah, blah.
Snooze fast.
I don't know. Strong hands.
Ability to throw me against a wall.
You said to anybody, huh?
In a person.
Just in a person in general?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think I have anything that I find attractive that's weird.
Don't you think that just, like, I don't know. I think we fall into the norm of most women where it's like we like tall, we like, you know, pretty eyes, right? Expressive eyes.
I don't pay attention to the eyes.
Oh, that's because you're face
blind. Susan's
face blind. Susan is face blind. We should talk about her face blindness. Explain Susan's face blindness.
So, yeah, Susan has a hard time. It's not like
the
most extreme. No. I do believe this is a medical condition. Did you take the test?
I took the test. It said I wasn't. Said I passed.
Susan takes for granted anything above the neck. So really all she's doing is looking at the dick.
Wow. That's what it is.
No. But I think that I look at people's mouths more than I look up to their face, to the like eyes. So like, I think I would recognize mouths more than I would eyes.
You must be really struggling with this mask thing.
Yeah. See,
do you find no one attractive?
I'm used to always looking at people's mouths. I don't. And so then somebody will say something about
their
eyes, and I'm like, what?
But that's not noticeable at all. Because, like, right now you're looking at me. You're looking at my eyes. You're not looking at my mouth.
Well, right now, Jane is looking at your DSL, Fabian.
Oh, jeez. But have you talked to people who look at your mouth? It's very.
What do you think I'm looking at?
What do you, where am I looking right now?
You're looking at my mouth.
No, I'm not.
You're looking at my eyes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Sorry, I'd like to say that Fabian and Susan are having a staring contest over here.
I think I pay attention to people's mouths a lot. And so
now
I can't
stop looking at Susan's
mouth. I always look at the way that people smile and whether or not they have big smiles.
Ooh, what about dimples? Didn't you date a guy once with the dimples?
I love dimples. Dimples are the most adorable thing in the world.
Except for the chin dimple. It's too fucking weird.
Yeah, I just I really like the dimples.
Does?
The dimples are.
He has the chin butt. Lizzie has a little bit too.
No.
Yeah, she had it when she was a baby. It was big. I was
dimples
like,
dimples are so weird.
So I think I look at your face full on. So I'm not just staring like at your mouth, but I think that my eyes tend to pick up what's going on with your mouth more than they do like the color of your eyes or something.
Huh, interesting.
I don't know why that is. I just...
Okay, yeah. So...
But I do feel like I'm observant in person. So I think if I try to focus on things, I'm very observant of things.
Okay, so wait, let's flip the question. What is something that you find extremely unattractive in someone?
Oh.
I think that's an easier...
Okay, let's
and
go
that
for
might
that.
Vary
let's
with,
start with Susan.
Why do we keep
okay,
starting
we
with
Okay, we don't have to start with Susan.
So I'll start. Go One Fabian. Thing that I don't... ears that really, really stick out.
Aww.
That's something that
that's
I that, I know, but it, especially on men that have very short hair, if it's very noticeable, that's something that for me is.
I had a moment last night. We're watching the very end of Eco Challenge on Amazon right now.
Oh, you finally finished it?
Such a great show.
Yes, we finally finished it. Sorry, it was two episodes left. I just keep forgetting to watch it. We've been watching it as a family, and there was one moment I would just like to say, I forget where the guy was from, but he turned his head and it was like a bat ear. And I just visibly, like audibly gasped. I was like, and the, my children look at me like, what the
heck?
What
do you mean by a bat ear?
Like pointy and huge, like dinner plate. Like, okay, maybe a tea saucer. It was ginormous ear.
Just
and
one?
It was when he turned his head, so I couldn't really see the other ear, but it was freakish. I've
you
never
just
seen
don't
an
think
ear
of
that big.
Ears
very
much until you see someone with really bad ears. And then, or, you know, like the wrestlers, what is that?
Cauliflower
ear? Ear.
That's what Jeff said.
That's
is maybe
horrible.
It's a cauliflower ear.
I don't
ear.
Like that either. That's a turnout for me.
Yeah, I think anytime.
Really bodily malformations,
weirdness.
Those are a turnoff.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a turn off.
Right.
I'm not like, ooh, I want to nibble on your cauliflower ear.
Ew.
Fair enough. Okay.
I think anytime something isn't.
It's disproportionate, right?
I think if they're, I like them more symmetrical, if they're completely.
That's how we're meant to find mates.
So I'd
right?
like to
symmetry.
Say I studied art in college and, I guess forever I've studied art. And one of the biggest things in our society is we judge beauty by symmetry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you cut a person's face in half, if it matches up more, you're going to find Brad Pitt. You know, you're going to find Jennifer Lopez. Some asymmetrical actors. Most people don't realize that Tom Cruise has one tooth right in the middle of his face. Mm-hmm. It is not symmetrical. So his teeth are a little bit off. And I think actually even his eyes are a little bit off. But that's how you can identify.
I really dislike if somebody can't look at you.
Really, Susan?
Like in the eyes? Uh-huh. Like, do they not?
Uh-huh. No, I really mean it. When they're like over here.
So I would like to bring up maybe a slightly uncomfortable story here about Susan's son, who it took her maybe a year for us to convince her that at one point he had a wandering eye and she said she couldn't see it. Now, he was a toddler. It's hard to get any toddler to focus long enough. But it took
and
us
showing. And he's not
showing.
Talking to me. He's not talking to me. If you were talking to me and you're looking over here while you're talking to me, that would be weird.
I agree.
Whereas a toddler doesn't look at you, doesn't talk. Okay, let's be fair. My children did not talk on time.
They did not talk
My
on time.
My children did not talk on time,
yes.
right?
And
they
they're not incredibly
very much
good
speech
about
delayed. So they weren't looking
contact.
At you to begin
yep.
with.
Yes. But
I still noticed.
It took Fabian showing her a picture of her son.
Yeah, do you remember?
With
I'm
his
like, this
eye.
Is what I'm talking about. You're like, he doesn't do that.
That's not true. Oh, yeah, look at this.
I know, Eric.
And he
Eric
had surgery to correct it.
Yeah, he did have surgery to correct it.
But thank goodness, he's on the right path.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
And that's why we have sister wives.
And also.
Yes. To catch each other.
And
to
also,
be our
sometimes
net.
It's hard to see things with your own family. Like, sometimes
Absolutely.
You need those outside things going on.
You see it
I know
so
he's
often.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, they're all perfect. Really crazy.
Unperfect.
Yeah,
imperfect.
Exactly.
Imperfect.
Exactly. Not
perfectly
perfect.
Imperfect.
Perfectly imperfect.
Practice makes progress. Okay. Right. Fabian, so we're talking about ears for you.
I agree. Anything ears. Totally is, you know, not symmetrical. So, you know, like if someone has a really long nose or big, I think symmetry is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think that's very.
Okay. This is very shallow for me. Well, I guess all of this is shallow, right?
Yeah, it's we're all talking shallow. About a I'm talking about ears that
this
stick
This is
out.
Not personality. Because no. everybody knows you want a funny guy that has...
Well, and they become more attractive as... Blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. No, but on
but
a physical...
On a first,
yes.
Just first impression.
You meet someone in a bar and you go, ooh.
And you make and, eye contact across the bar.
Yes.
And then he
and
opens
then he
his smile and it's yellow teeth.
Yeah.
That are all wonky. I think teeth is a big thing for me.
Like in Fleabag, that show Fleabag.
Oh, Fleabag.
You haven't seen
fantastic.
That?
No, haven't seen it.
So when she's in the bus and she makes eye contact with the guy and
he's this hot guy.
and he's kind of giving her eyes and he comes over and he smiles at her and he has like these ginormous rabbit teeth that are like
oh,
an
she
inch
called
long.
Him rabbit tooth, didn't she?
Yeah.
Too? This is a great show. I highly recommend Fleabag.
Oh, I have another thing.
Yeah, you
I
have
really
to get past
like.
The first few episodes. I feel it's a little...
It's a little crass. It's great.
It's more than a little, it's, but it's she great. Grows on.
Another thing I don't like is the people with the beards down to like your belly button. Like seriously,
a nicely
cut that
trimmed
shit.
Beard is nice.
I don't handlebar mind. Mustaches.
Oh, she's saying this because my brother has one.
I want to walk around with scissors in a holster.
She wants to snip
and just
them.
Go around and snip people's bangs in people's eyes. That bugs me. Mm-hmm. I just see again scissors. I could cut off ears.
Caveman wants to hurt people.
Not hurt people. Make them better.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm helping. I'm beautifying the world.
So you know what I think is?
Spreading beauty.
Well, you're beautifying
spread
with one it. Snip at a time.
One snip at a time.
One of
That'd
my favorite.
That'd be a great hairdresser name. Mm. One snip at a time.
That sounds like a...
Circumcision
studio. I love that we both went there.
Or a vasectomy.
A vasectomy office. One snip at a time.
Actually, that's a good one. Yeah,
that is
vasectomy
good.
Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I am a huge fan of a well-formed calf.
Mm. But it has to be a well-formed leg because sometimes you see like those bikers that have the calves.
Are we saying bikers as in?
Bicyclists.
Bicyclists.
Where they have like the really good calves, but then their thighs aren't that great. Or does that not bother you? Is it about the calf?
I guess I'm not thinking of the whole... I try not to imagine the naked man body.
I also don't like ugly toes.
Toes. I was going to mention toes.
I have ugly toes.
Not your don't. Toes.
They
no,
do.
They'll get there pretty.
They do.
I
so
don't.
But they've gotten prettier as I've gotten to know you.
Thank you. My personality make my toes pretty.
Yeah, they do.
Eric's are really long, do. And they get these nails grow out.
Oh, see, nails.
Like in a fan shape. I don't know what's happening.
People have got to keep their toenails like
in
good.
Check.
Yes.
Check
that
your,
is a trick. Or what about
check
when
your
you
pigs,
see,
people?
What about when you see people in front of you with flip flops on and you just see the end of their heel and it's all cracked?
Oh, like
have you guys ever noticed that? No, you're all
when
no,
you put
no,
on
no,
something
like,
that has like nylon in it and you can hear your heels
ew,
catching.
Ew, ew,
I did that
yep.
this morning.
Like when we go to the pedicure with you and he has to take out like a cheese grater and it's like snowing around.
He took off too much last time. I was like hobbled. That man hobbled me.
I bet.
It was brutal.
He was going to town. I was like.
He couldn't stop. Damn. He would have stopped at bone. I like have a fucking heel problem. I didn't know about
oh
this,
God.
But
let
thank
me see your
you.
Heels now.
No, I'm too embarrassed.
Oh,
and
geez.
I love that I have a best friend who will announce to the world that I have awful
cheese
heels.
Grater.
All right,
cheese
here grater. It is. I'd like to point out I'm lifting my heel. Look at that.
Oh,
it's,
yeah. That's
it's shit.
Of...
It's been like months.
But you know what you need
hello,
to do?
Hello, let's go get a
do
pedi.
Do you put lotion on?
No, of course
put
I don't.
Put lotion on
self-care?
It and put socks
no.
on for just like 1 hour.
Yeah,
put
you put Aquaphor. Slather an Aquaphor
and
put socks on.
Put your socks on and leave it on for like an hour.
Do that for 3 days
and it'll be all gone.
Yep, yep.
I'm making skeptical face. I will try
she
this out. I encourage
face.
Our listeners to do the same.
It works.
Listeners is really cute.
Listeners.
Good. Who should
us
we say hi?
In like 5
no,
years.
But let's say let's make up an imaginary like one person that's listening.
Karen.
No, I would
Karen
like to
is,
separate
I'm
ourselves
sorry,
from
but
the
Karen
Karens.
Is judging us.
Yes, no, Karen is listening and being those.
I think
bitches.
She just said I was a bitch because I didn't breastfeed my children, and I have hairy, cracked toes and nasty teeth, and yeah,
cauliflower ears.
All right, Karen, fucking listen up and take care of your fucking heels.
Yeah, Karen.
Biatch. Okay, should we move on?
Yes, let's move on.
All right, Karen, are you still paying attention here? Okay.
Let's criticize something. All
right, here's a good one. or not. I don't know. We'll see. Right? If you got stuck in an elevator and were forced to listen to only one song, what would it be?
Oh, tonight's gonna be a good night.
Black Eyed Peas.
Good
that sounds
night.
Very peppy for an elevator. I think I'd be banging my
Susan would be jumping and she'd get unstuck because she's jumping with the peas.
Yeah. She'd be jumping up and down in the elevator and I could dance to
and
it.
Then you would plummet to your death. Yeah, well, until I wanted to fall asleep. But then once I wanted to fall asleep, I wouldn't want that song.
That would be awful.
Yeah, it has to be, stuck in an elevator. I don't know. One song. Let's say this is a 4-hour ordeal. I think you could do 4 hours with Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, I think I could.
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like Fabian's going to go straight like Depeche Mode or something. This is
Or Luke
this
Bryan. Is,
oh, Luke Bryan.
I could listen to him for 4 hours straight. Mm. Do I have to listen to just one song, though?
Yes,
so can
one
I just
song.
Be an artist?
No, not an artist. That would make it fun. That's a concert
that
season.
Fun.
Jesus.
That would be a holiday when you're away from your children. You're like, please lock me in an elevator.
Stuck in an elevator with Luke Bryan.
Wait, with the artist?
No.
wait, this what are we saying? Better?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be at the music at that point. It just has to be hot.
Just
Sam Hunt. Oh, he's so pretty. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. Fabian, go ahead. I'd like to hear.
Know.
I think she's going to go a little more obscure. Or
maybe
Britney.
Like Depeche Mode.
Or Britney. I don't know. Maybe like Faith by George Michael.
Oh, God. Over and over
maybe
again.
Maybe I could do that.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, because that's like peppy, but it's not too peppy and it's not too slow where like I want to kill myself in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that'd be a nice in between, you know?
Okay. So I'm going to nerd out a little bit with my choice. And it's mostly because of recent things in my life. We went on a road trip recently and my family and
Hamilton.
I
are you gonna listen to Hamilton over and over and over
no
again?
So one song I would listen to the Battle of Yorktown because it's so fucking fast. Each time you listen to it you get something more out of it.
Is that
so
the
it's
rapping
a selfish
one?
Oh, they're all rapping ones.
No, but which one is the Battle
yeah
of
which
York-
one
the
is
one
it?
With David.
Is that the one that says, David. Here comes the general?
What? Here comes the general. Okay, sorry. But Hamilton, I feel like it'd be so entertaining because you could learn all the lyrics. And I do really, really enjoy that.
I like that. What is it? Hopeless? Helpless?
Yeah.
Hopeless.
I get that
God,
stuck in my head sometimes.
That's my favorite song.
She will
it's
never
so
be satisfied.
Yes. Oh,
yes. Vivian loves so Hamilton, like, so we listen to it every time we go get our allergy
and
shots.
And Peggy. Anyways.
Yes.
So I think that would be a good one for me because you would get more out of it each time. Because you know what? Any song that you think you could love forever, and I'm even going to throw Luke Bryan into this, you're like,
you'd get sick of.
Okay.
Agreed.
Even my very favorite songs. Although I don't know even what I would say was my favorite song because things change.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband actually recently got into my car and he goes, so we're doing country music again?
You're like, yes.
I need
suck
to be
Jeff.
Romanced.
Suck it.
I need to be romanced.
Suck it, Jeff.
And yeah, suck it, Jeff. I need to be romanced. And if Luke Bryan's the only one, I'll do it.
When I get in my car now, I just want silence. I haven't turned on the radio in such a long time.
Lisa, I told Autumn this. I don't think Fabian likes music. She always wants the music turned down.
We don't think
down
you like music.
And off in the car.
It's not that I don't like
she
the
wants
music.
To focus.
It's that I like to focus on our conversation. Like
I
don't.
But if it's background, you're always like, can you turn that down?
Yeah, I don't like
can
background
you turn
music.
That down?
I
can
don't.
You turn that down?
I know.
She
I don't
does
like. Yeah, I don't like background music because
so
I find
better,
it distracting.
I would argue Fabian is a better mom because when she gets in the car, she's like, "What could we have a conversation about?" And I'm like, "You guys get to listen to my favorite music."
Yeah, we're gonna turn this shit up, and we're gonna sing the whole
and
way.
We're gonna rock this car.
Yeah, my kids don't know a lot of music because we don't listen. We talk.
See, my kids know music,
but you guys talk. Mm-hmm.
We talk. We talk a lot. We're
okay,
talkers.
I'm gonna move Shocking. Us along because I'm actually gonna start with this one because I actually thought of some answer to this. I've actually been.
Cheater.
I am cheating because then
we didn't get the cheat sheet.
The cheat sheet.
Fine. You guys look through my phone. Suck it.
I don't want to look through your phone.
Suck
That's
it,
dangerous.
Sister Wives.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I put that part on private. Okay. What is something weird that you recommend everyone tries at least once? So I'm going to start this off. And something weird I think everybody should try at least once that is very PG. Or R, I guess it depends.
Okay.
we're going to stay away from the exes until we decide to do a sex talk. But right now, let's just keep it a little PG. Okay. So something I recommend everybody does is my brother bought me a float
for my
birthday. So it is incredibly salinated water. And you go in this kind of walk-in tub area, and the salt is so thick that you float. They turn off all the lights. You put on eye masks, and you float for 1 hour.
So it's like you go to a place when you say float, because that sounds confusing. So it's like a sensory deprivation.
Sensory deprivation chamber, and I floated for 1 hour. And my mind, I felt like I was floating in the universe. It was so therapeutic, which I did not think it would be. It felt almost like I was getting a massage. Like it was, I was in that place.
I feel like I'd fall asleep.
I think I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And then I think I woke up and I felt like I was floating through the universe and there's music. And the one thing I will complain about a little bit is that they're not very clear about when you're supposed to leave the chamber, because you're in there naked by yourself.
Mm.
And they're going to turn it off and get you out. But I was worried. So like 15 minutes before I was supposed to, I was trying to like get out, and that was stupid, and I got salt in my eye, and I'm a big baby.
This sounds amazing.
I know, it was a float fail, but if I had been able to do it and then actually listened for those Tibetan prayer bells, it would have been much better. This is a very granola thing to do, because my brother, this is my most...
I know, I thought Chelsea got that for you, no?
It may have been both of them. The guy who owns it is a friend of theirs. These are my granola siblings. My youngest two siblings are very granola. And I was very skeptical. I put it off for almost 2 years. But I recommend everybody does it at least once. It was very soothing and unexpected. And it's nothing you could get anywhere else.
Hmm.
So is anybody else going to volunteer something that they recommend that somebody do at least once?
Ooh, I have one.
Hit it.
Go for
therapy.
Oh, good one.
I think therapy is something that everyone should at least try.
Yeah.
Even if you're kind of nervous about it. Because talking to someone who is completely... It's such a unique situation that you get to talk to someone who's completely unbiased about everything about your life.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time...
And non-judging.
And at the same time, they're kind of on your side.
Yes.
Without completely justifying it. So... like as sister wives, it's rare that we completely contradict each other and say, no, that's wrong. Like bitch move.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
we would not say that. We'd say, I know why you did that. He's a dick.
I understand. Yes. Whereas a therapist could really take that step back and kind of like, well, why did you react that way? And do you think that was reasonable? Or so I think having an unbiased, impartial point of view, kind of like a spotlight on your life, I think is very valuable.
At least I don't get defensive. If my therapist tells me, like, why do you think you acted like that? Do you think that was appropriate?
Yeah.
I don't get defensive about that. Whereas you said that, I might be like,
yeah, you're supposed to be on my side.
You're on my side. What the hell, Fabian?
Right.
So, yeah. So I think
there's
that
no sense of betrayal.
No betrayal. Everything is impartial, unbiased, non-judged. But yet you have somebody to talk to. And they're going to help you through it.
Telling your life story kind of from A to B, I think
that's therapeutic too.
It's really interesting because, Steph, we've talked about that where, like, you know, we're talking to our therapist and all of a sudden, like, stuff about my dad who passed away will come up. And it's all these underlying things that you don't even know really bother you. And it's like, huh, maybe that has affected me more than I thought. Or I don't know. I think it's a neat way to be introspective. And
I totally agree. And one of the interesting things that's just come to my attention, I've been in active therapy, regular therapy, for 3 years right now. And I think that one of the things that's just recently come up is that the therapist's goal is to not see you anymore. So you build this really strong relationship, and then the goal is to not have you rely on that person as much. And I'm getting to a point where I went from weekly or biweekly appointments to now once a month and potentially like an on-call basis where I won't be contacting her at all. And I think that that's a really unique thing too, right? I hear her voice in my head as I go throughout the day. Like, why am I doing this? Maybe I should take a step back. I struggle with anxiety. I can hear her talking me through it.
Well, because hopefully they're giving you the tools.
Absolutely. So that's a really funny thing, too, is that your goal to seeing a therapist is to no longer seeing a therapist.
Right.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So I totally agree with you. I highly recommend it, Karen. Okay. Susan.
I highly recommend that you make a loaf of bread at least once in your life.
No.
That's yes, very good, Nola.
No.
I think it's so satisfying to see it rise and then to come out and taste that fresh bakery bread.
You
and
know
see
it's more,
that you can accomplish.
You know what's more satisfying? Having a friend that bakes you bread.
That's true.
And they bring it to your doorstep and say, I love you and I made you bread.
She does that. So I'd like to point out Susan is our resident baker. And when I say that, she's so much more than that. She's like the most amazing cook, baker, everything. Mm-hmm. She's the one who says, I'm going to make hamburgers tonight, so I've got to get started working on the buns. Who the fuck bakes her own buns?
Who the fuck?
Well, it's Susan. She's amazing. She will occasionally bake us our favorite baked goods. My personal favorite is the cinnamon bread she makes. Hmm. Fabian, are you the bagel English muffin?
I'm the crab cakes Benedict.
Crab cakes Benedict.
With homemade hollandaise sauce.
Yes.
Or our six to ten course New Year's Eve dinners.
She entertains our entire families. Mm-hmm. And all she asks is to bring a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Or two. Mm-hmm. She is the most generous baker, cooker I've ever met in
cooker?
My entire
Did
life.
Did you just and say cooker?
Yeah, cooker.
Okay,
cooker. Baker.
Cooker baker.
She went to culinary school. I didn't
graduate. I just went for 2 years.
Well, I was blessed to be her friend during that time, and she invited me to her final, which means that a bunch of culinary students are making you a 7-course meal, and it was fucking awesome. And Susan moved to San Diego when my husband and I were there, and I would often come home, and she and my husband will have made us an amazing meal out of canned foods in the cabinet.
We were
broke. Yeah, it was amazing. Hmm. So Susan, I think that's very good advice, and I have not done it. But maybe make a loaf of
bread. I think it's good advice too.
And you're talking
I won't
about
do
like
it.
Real bread. You're
I haven't.
Yeasty.
Yes.
Just yeast grosses me out. I don't get it. It's like an organism, and you
bread.
Feed it, and it grows. And
like
then
that woman who made it from her vagina.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm not doing
don't
that.
Give us vagina bread.
Please, no.
That'd
not,
be weird.
That's where I'm drawing the line. I don't want vagina
yeah.
bread.
And we're back.
Okay. There we go. Here's a kind of funny one on the same note, if we're not talking about vagina bread. What weird combinations of food do you really enjoy? Like some people like peanut butter and pickles, chocolate and cheese.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
What is the snack that you only eat with the door locked? That's funny.
The one thing that I will do when no one else is around is eat ice cream out of the carton, which is not like outrageous, but
that's a TV movie.
I love taking out the tub of ice cream, grabbing a big spoon. I get my kitchen towel so it's not too cold, and I sit and I watch some stupid TV thing and I eat out
is
of the
it Real Housewives.
Usually it's probably Real Housewives. And
food.
I have this whole thing about flattening out the level of ice cream. So I'll eat until it's like level in the gallon. And then I'll be like, well, a little bit more. And then I dig into it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then I have
Sliver
to flatten it out
yep,
and
yep.
flatten it out and flatten it out. And then half of the thing is gone. But I would never do that like
Only
in
half.
Front of my family. But that's something I
Not
really.
Not even in front of your family?
No, because, you know, we scoop it into a bowl or something. Like it's something I kind of reserve, I think, for my, like, I'm going to eat ice cream out of the.
Which you can't do during COVID because everybody's always around.
But you can lick it in Walmart.
True. Ew, don't lick ice cream in Walmart.
Stop that. Okay, Susan, you should have some. You've had a very diverse
I don't know
cookery.
If I have a weird combination that I would cooker. Eat on a normal basis. But I will say when I was pregnant, I really wanted rice with hollandaise sauce on it.
Oh, but you could put hollandaise sauce on it.
I just wanted a bowl of rice with hollandaise sauce, and that was kind of a weird combination. I do like rice, but this is like a Japanese thing, so it's not necessarily weird if you're looking at a different culture, but I love to have like rice with eggs, like runny eggs
that's
right
like
over your
Korean,
rice. But that's
very
a,
Asian.
That's an Asian.
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's where I ate it was in San Francisco. And I was like, this is, and you get the soy sauce. So it gives you that salty, like your bacon.
Well, isn't
it's
the Hawaiian
really
the Ono plate, right? It's the rice with
the
patty.
Spam.
Spam.
spam in an egg.
Spam egg.
Or a hamburger patty.
Or a hamburger patty. And then the gravy.
Yeah. But that's rice. And you get the scoop of macaroni salad.
Wait,
it's a scoop of macaroni salad and a scoop of something else. What's the other thing? Maybe it's a scoop of rice. Scoop of rice, scoop of macaroni. It's very weird.
I also really like macaroni cheese with
ketchup.
No, that's disgusting.
That's delicious.
I hate ketchup.
I don't like
homemade macaroni and cheese with like pulled pork and barbecue sauce on top of it is delicious.
That sounds actually that does sound good. I think I had that on a cruise ship.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
I'd rather have the pulled pork on the side and the ketchup on the mac and cheese.
No, I don't like my food touching each other.
No ketchup on anything. Oh, yeah, that's disgusting. Ketchup.
But it has to be Heinz. None of your Del Monte.
I'd also like to point out that Fabian will not eat chocolate with fruit.
I don't like chocolate. I like chocolate and I like fruit. I like them apart.
Don't like
dip. Yeah, fruit does not belong in my dessert. It belongs next to
it. It's all right. She's entitled to be wrong once in a while.
Wow.
What's yours, Autumn?
Mine is not really a weird food combination, or at least I don't think it's weird because this is how I grew up. Italian dressing in my house growing up was not called dressing. It was called potato sauce. And you would take a baked potato and pour Italian dressing, the good seasonings that you mix with the oil and the water and the vinegar. And then you pour that on, the good seasoning packets. You guys know what I'm talking about.
There's no water.
Yes, you put water and shake it up.
Vinegar and oil, no water.
Yes, and the package of the seasoning. And you pour it over your baked potato. So literally when we would serve salads with food, we would say, and there's no potatoes, they would say, oh, can you pass the potato sauce too? Like, we just didn't call Italian dressing potato. It was called potato sauce. I still catch myself saying it. My children think I'm crazy because that's not how I raised them. But that is my kind of weird thing that most people haven't tried that I love. So that's how you make a baked potato. You put the Italian dressing on it over the butter before the cheese, sour cream. Bacon bits, that was like a dinner. So if you're really lucky and my mom didn't want to cook, you would have a baked potato with potato sauce.
So what's a stance on dipping the french fries in a milkshake? I think it's horrible. Idea of it is
even
just,
at Wendy's, the Frosties?
No,
it's hot and cold and salty and sweet. I don't like those combinations.
She doesn't like salty and sweet. That's weird.
Like sweet. I don't, salty. No, I don't want to do that either. But I like to put potato chips on my sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle.
No.
So it's that salty, crunchy right in the middle. No.
The texture.
Especially if you do the salt and vinegar ones.
Ugh,
oh, my God.
Worst
it's
chip
amazing.
In the world.
That's awesome.
That's
worst
disgusting.
Worst
chip. It rivals with Cheetos.
Listen, we don't judge here, but Susan, you're wrong.
Yes. I am not wrong. This is delicious.
My children have been putting jalapeno chips in a PB&J, and that's Pierce.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
That's disgusting.
And then recently he decided to take a jalapeno chip and test his manlyhood. This is my 8-year-old.
Oh, God, what did he do with the chip?
He put sriracha on it, obviously.
Oh, like in his mouth.
On the chip and in his.
You said test his manlyhood. This is Pierce we're talking about. I'm like, where did he put
my
the chip?
He's thrusting.
My youngest is going to grow up to be an exotic dancer. We've come to terms with it. Like, people can live their lives. It's okay. He did not do anything freaky with it.
He put sriracha on the jalapeno chip.
And then started thrusting without a shirt on.
Out of like spasming because it was so spicy.
Basically.
Did he cry?
Yeah, I liked it. It was the tiniest micro dot of sriracha.
I literally think of your son spraying sriracha in his eye accidentally every time.
That's my
I
other
open
son.
Up.
Oh, but yes, God. He did.
That's awful.
We were telling my middle son, he was probably 3 or 4, please don't mess with that bottle on the table at the Vietnamese restaurant. And he kept messing with it and he squirted sriracha in his eye. And I was pregnant. And grabbing him under my arm and running him into the bathroom and rinsing sriracha out of his eye.
Every time I get sriracha out, I think of Vaughn's eyeball.
It made him stronger. So anyways, I think that's probably a good finishing point, right? Sriracha in your eye, keep it away.
Don't do it.
Totally up to you ladies whether you restrain the ladies, but I encourage you to go without. So keep the bras off, bra less, talk more, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
You can hear us next time.
Bye.